This is Lead 1212, a podcast on Christ-centered leadership based on Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Thanks for listening. Now here's Chris and Dave. Faith is not the belief that God will do what you want. It is the belief that God will do what is right. Max Lucado.
That was beautiful. Max has a lot of great quotes like that.
I like him a lot. I think he's got a good understanding of how to love God, and that's the goal for all of us.
Oh, so that is absolutely the goal. Yeah.
And speaking of that, we got somebody in here that I know loves God with all of his heart and all. So he loves doing this too because he loves to talk about himself.
You're talking about me, right?
Well, you too. You as well.
He's not talking about
not
me.
Not the band, you no. Two. But I don't get out. How you doing, Wayne?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
You want to introduce our guest, Mr. Chris?
I do. This is a person that I really think the world of, and I would describe him as a man after God's own heart. This is Wayne Hunter. Wayne, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
That's the second time you've been asked that, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, buddy.
So I had to give this exact same answer.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. Wayne, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born and raised here. Been married 16 years to Annie. She's a great wife.
Congratulations.
Got two kids, Ellie and Emery. Go to Christchurch, play beautiful guitar kids. A little bit, read a lot.
Now, Wayne says he plays guitar a little bit. He is a phenomenal guitar player. I will give him all the credit in the world. He can really play.
He's part of our praise team at Christchurch and does an incredible job. We're blessed to have him there.
We certainly are. So when you read a little bit, what do you read?
Of course, I read my Bible. I read.
Amen.
Pretty much whatever Jeff Caldwell gives me.
Shout out to Jeff Caldwell. There we go.
It ranges anything from scripture to exegetical.
No cussing, please.
Prophecy, relationship, revelation. So,
what are you reading right now?
I'm reading a book about forgiving people.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's Amen. A great subject.
And it's a bitter pill.
It really is. And you know, my biggest problem with forgiveness is it's not one and done. Sometimes you have to do it every day. You forgive someone for something terrible that happened to you, and tomorrow you think about it again and you got to forgive them again and the next day and the next day. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a struggle. Like, that's a very real struggle.
It's absolutely a struggle.
And what it tells me is that I'm not focusing on the right thing.
So, Wayne, how do you do it? Forgiving yourself?
Oh, good question.
Oh, I'm still working on that one.
It's sometimes easier to forgive other people than it is the one in the mirror.
That's true.
I know for me, sometimes I beat myself up. And so it makes me hard to forgive someone else because I don't like what I'm doing
Isn't
in my
that
situation.
So easy to do. Yeah.
Well, my issue is it's usually easier for me to forgive others than it is myself because I don't mind giving others grace, but I know everything I've ever done.
True. You hold yourself to a higher standard, too.
It's just a difficult thing to get around.
Isn't it amazing that God knows everything you've ever done, too, and he's forgiven all of that?
Yeah. I mean, I can probably think of three different times in my life I should have been dead.
Oh, wow.
Like, legitimately dead.
My goodness.
Maybe four. So he's been way better to me than I deserve.
Do you still Amen. Beat yourself up over those, or are you learning to forgive yourself through that?
I don't beat myself up over them because most of them were just stupid decisions. And I don't.
We've all done that.
I don't mind stupid decisions. I mind repeated stupid decisions.
That's it right there. That's good. That's really good. That'll preach. So Wayne, how does your Christianity and your leadership at your workplace, how do they come together?
Well, I try to just kind of keep to myself, not cause too much trouble, and always be there for people.
Okay.
And as it happens, there are a couple people that will ask me scriptural questions. You know, they've got questions about their faith, or they're considering becoming a Christian. So they do a lot of research, and they've said I'm the only person that they know that they can ask these questions of.
So they're obvious of your faith.
And how aware of your faith. That's why. How do they know that? You live your faith out loud, I'm assuming.
I try. I'll also talk about some things.
Yeah, you don't like compliments, though, do you?
Not really.
Like compliments.
But man, that's a gift for people to see that in you. That's powerful.
Amen.
It's one of those things where I've been told that I'm not approachable before, so I spend a lot of time trying to work on that.
Yeah, because I don't see that in you at
all. I don't either. I absolutely don't.
I totally think that you're very approachable.
You know, that's a really good segue, Wayne. Why don't you tell us your salvation story?
So that actually took place, I think I was 18, 1999, and I don't remember, you know, my parents had gotten divorced, and that was difficult.
So your parents are one of the few couples that divorced and remarried, right?
Yes.
Very good. So they're still together.
They're still together.
I see.
I did not know that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's rare.
So that made things a little difficult, you know, trying to finish high school. Ended up attempting suicide before I graduated high school.
So do you mind if I ask you a question about that?
No, go ahead.
What drove you to that? What made that seem to be the only option for you?
I just was tired of hurting.
Tired of hurting.
And
that's so powerful.
If you are living in that kind of mindset, then you're hurting.
So if you have someone out there listening right now who's tired of hurting, what would you say?
I mean, there's not some mystical answer to that.
That's true.
You just got to hold on and reach out to people. There was a lady that I knew in high school. She was a year younger than me. We would talk for hours at a time, anytime, day or night, because she knew how bad it was. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes relationships like that are so helpful.
So is that kind of what made you decide not to go that way?
Yeah, for sure. That was a big part of it.
That's awesome.
And, you know, she was a Christian. Her parents were Christians. And I remember probably the 30th of October, I had this overwhelming feeling that I needed to go. I was, again, 18 years old, trick-or-treating her house because of her parents. And it was at that point I knew that I needed to accept Jesus because she had been speaking a lot of that into my life. So on Halloween that year, her dad led me in a prayer for salvation.
Amen.
That's amazing.
Amen. So then what happened after that?
Then I got plugged into Central Baptist, met Donna Wainwright, and just kind of took off from there. It's not been a perfect journey.
Oh, no. There's no such
thing. Not even close. He has gotten me through the darkest times.
Amen to that.
Some of them I've created. Some of them I have not.
I've made some. Yeah, we've all made our own. Absolutely. That's an amazing story.
It really is.
Oh, here we go. I love that one. So now I want to mention to our listeners that from most of the time, Wayne does our Wednesday night Bible study, and he does a wonderful job with that. He is a fantastic teacher.
Incredible.
And how long do you think we're going to spend on Genesis?
We're trying to do a chapter a week. This week is chapter 27. There's 50 chapters, so you've got 23 left, maybe 24 if you count this week.
And let me tell you, he is thorough and in-depth. If you're looking for an academic study, this is the way to go. This guy is really intelligent.
Yeah, amen.
Super intelligent.
So, long time. You got a bit.
That's good.
So, Wayne, when you're doing those Bible studies on Wednesday night and you're getting into such technical detail, what do you do about getting tongue-tied or making sure you don't say the wrong thing at the wrong time? Because we've all heard it.
I follow Dave's advice. If you're not sure what the word is, pretend like you do. Yep. Say it anyway.
Say it fast.
I think, Dave, you've got a story you want to share with us about some things that have been misspoken.
Well, preachers, we always say things that sometimes we wish we could bring back. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that in life, but in leadership, sometimes you're like, oh, man, I didn't mean to say that. And so my buddy, he was his name's Greg Bowen. He's gone on to heaven. One of my favorite people. He was trying to tell everybody, it's out of Ephesians, the fiery darts of the devil.
Yep. Right after the full armor of God.
And what he ended up saying was the diarrhea farts of the devil. And I said, Greg, what did you do next? And Greg said, goodbye, everybody. So on that note, I think we're going to say, goodbye, everybody.
I've got one.
Go ahead.
Hey, folks, if you've got one better than that, we want to hear it. Go to lead1212.com and contact us because I've got to hear it. But I want to end on a real note. Wayne, what is your biggest praise for God?
That I'm still alive and I still have a family.
Amen.
And he still uses me.
And he does every day. I can vouch for that.
I close with this. In Proverbs, it says laughter is good medicine. We like to laugh and we like to cry because we like to trust Jesus and all that process. And so we're glad that you're hanging with us. Please let us know how we can bless you.
Absolutely.
I'll let Chris do that for you. I'm joking. We'll both work on it. And Wayne will too. So we're excited to have Wayne hanging out with us some. Have a great week and God bless. This is an LBS production, which stands for pounds. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it also stands for laughing because we're saved. But we kind of like the pounds. So Chris will lift them and I will gain them and we will have a great time. Thanks for listening.